Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Villa Speaks. I am the host of this program and I am glad and grateful that you are here. The purpose of this program is to provide information, resources, tips, and keys that can help you, the listener, with personal and professional development, work-life balance, and creating and living your best life. The program starting today all have the intention of giving you access to experts who can assist you in making these last 4 months of 2018 the best months of the year and also give you an amazing foundation for having a fulfilling, fun, joyful, and transformative 2019. Without further ado, let's bring on today's special guest. Excuse me. Beverly Fells-Jones is an internationally renowned and sought-after keynote speaker and consultant. She is a New York Times best-selling author, wonderful person, and with a heart full of joy, I gladly say she is my friend. Let me bring her on here. Are you there, Beverly? Did you press one? Are you there, Beverly?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, here we go.
I'm
very glad to have you on the show, and I know we've got so many things to talk about, things that we spoke about this week, but I want to begin every program letting people know how they can get in touch with you. So what is the best way for people listening to this program that want to follow up with you? How is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, there's actually two ways. One is to call me directly, and you've got the number listed, but it's 214-679-0286, or go to my website, commandingyourlife.com, so that's commanding as in taking control, commandingyourlife.com, and there is a contact me. They can download a free meditation that will allow them to get on, you know, on my list for my infrequent, I want to say, newsletter, because I don't like a lot of spam and a lot of newsletters, therefore I don't send out a lot either. But those are the two easiest ways.
And let's talk about, let's tell people, so I'm so excited to have you on here. I have a thousand things I want to say. Look, so let's talk about one of the things that I love that you do is helping people get control of their brains. It's really their mind and their subconscious mind. So if you don't mind starting with that, I know we talked about Alzheimer's and how these programs can also help you with that. I know you want to talk about how you eat because you have a holistic approach to helping people. So we can start with how people can get control of their subconscious mind or interact with their subconscious mind or program their subconscious mind and take it from there, my dear.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, 90% of the people in the world, and that was including me for a long time, live our lives like one day at a time, or we don't live it consciously. We are unconscious creators of our life. A lot of people may not believe that we have control of the things that happen to us. A lot of times we think they just happen. For me, I just kind of floated through and things happened. I happened into good corporate jobs. You know, it wasn't like planning. And I know many of you out there have plans in place and you do these goals. And a lot of times they don't happen. And that's mainly because our subconscious mind isn't on board. And, you know, people talk about the subconscious as though it's something weird or something that we cannot control. And in reality, we can. We have the capability of being conscious like we are today. But that subconscious mind that, by the way, has you breathing, helps your heartbeat, you know, all those kind of your blood going through your system. I mean, it helps control your own body, but it also controls the way you think and the way you react to people and all of that. So what I really want to help people do is to consciously control their subconscious. And how does that deal with memory? Well, first of all, your subconscious helps you decide what you're going to remember. Take an example. Many years ago when I lived in Pittsburgh, my now ex-husband and I bought a house in an area called Allison Park. And we got there and we loved the house. It was beautiful, everything. I noticed these railroad tracks far away from where I thought the house was. And then we moved in, and one day at around lunchtime, I'm hearing a train. And the house is shaking a little bit. And I went, oh, I didn't realize those were live tracks. Okay, we're in trouble here. But after a period of time, I had some friends over, and they say, how can you stand that train? And I go, what train? So your subconscious decides what's important for you. Just like with a mother when they hear their baby cry. It could be there are different kinds of cries, and she can tell the difference. And the subconscious will note that, and if it cries in a way where it says, oh, it's just, you know, it's fine, it won't register. But the minute that baby cries in a way that it's hurt, boy, you are on your way. So you do have control of your subconscious mind. And so through a number of things, one is to consciously take control by concentrating on the things that you do. So let's talk about your memory and ways to improve your memory. And Villa, ask me some questions to move me forward if I go off on a tangent, because you know I can.
No worries, Donnie.
So there's three keys to improve your memory. One is concentration. Two is finding the right method for you to store your information. And then discovering how to access that memory very easily and quickly. And concentration is very important. I was studying some of the, what I call old masters, Wallace Waddow, Napoleon Hill, and all of them had these things, but it all boiled down to concentration.
Now, let me interrupt you. Not everybody knows who those people are, so tell them about
okay.
their books.
All right.
Just so you can tell the names of their books and then go back to what you're doing.
Okay. Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, and it sold millions of copies. It's sold today. I do a 10-week in-depth book study on that book because it teaches you how to achieve your goals. It has made many millionaires in this world. And then Wallace Waddles, he did the book, The Master Key System, and that's a 24-week program. And both of them teach you about the subconscious. By the way, Think and Grow Rich was written in 1937, and The Master Key System, I believe, was around 1912. And they are still relevant today. But they talk about focus and concentration. So many people talk about how they went into the other room and they forgot what they went in the room for. And that would happen to me. And I would go, okay, am I starting to lose my memory? What's going on? And what it boils down to is concentration. You lost your concentration or you got distracted, and therefore what you were looking for or going for just moved out of your mind because you went on to something else. It's just like distracting a child from wanting that ice cream. You get them turned around looking at something else, and it takes their mind off of it. You got pain and you distract it, it takes your mind off of it. And it's the same thing with your memory. Many of you will, if you do that, go in that other room, you wind up going back to where you came from, you get involved again, and you go, oh, that's what I went in the other room for, and then you go for it. It's because you're distracted. So learning to concentrate on the thing that you desire. Storing information. You know, my premier class right now is called Slam Your Exam, and I help people pass their certification exams. But the things that I teach also teach life skills. I had a wife text me, and she said, I don't know if my husband got in touch with you, but he passed his exam. She says, but it's more than that. He has changed our family by bringing home the things that he's learned, and we've all have changed because it also helps you make better decisions when you learned how to access your memory. And then the being able to access your memory. So let me give you an example. I was working on reactivating my sourdough starter. Now, for those of you who are bakers, you know what I'm talking about. You've got to do this thing for 24 hours, and then you can bake bread or you can make different things. And I was going to make pretzels, German pretzels. And I made got the starter done, and then I went to look for the cookbook, and I went to my normal places for my cookbook. It wasn't there. And so then I did the technique that I teach in my class and just closed my eyes and it picked into my head and I went right to the cookbook. And once you've trained yourself, you're actually training your subconscious mind to go into that great computer that you have of a brain, because your brain is the biggest, baddest computer ever created. And access the information for you. So we store our information in folders in our brain, just like you do on your computer. And those folders are referred to as long-term memory. So we got long-term memory, got short-term memory. And so we have to learn how to access both long-term and short-term. So the location of my cookbook was in my long-term memory somewhere buried, and I just didn't pull it out immediately. But when I went in and say, okay, where's my cookbook? You know, pull it up for me. And I also had to train my brain to show me a picture of where it was. Now, all of this all started, or learning these techniques all started, because one morning I was going to go take a test. Or not take a test, teach a class. And I was the instructor, and I couldn't find my keys. I looked up and down. You all know what it feels like to look for something. You can't find it, and you actually panic because I was the teacher. I needed to get there. And this thought came into my mind that says, you'll never find your keys in this frame of mind. And I went, And all I did was go back to what I was teaching, which was meditation, and learning to use your subconscious to help you manifest things in your life. And so I needed to manifest my keys that morning. So I just stopped, made myself a cup of coffee. By the time the coffee was made and put in the thermos, I went right to my keys and went to the class.
Let me interrupt you, Beverly. You're using Albert Einstein made a statement that underscores what you're saying, that the brain that created the problem isn't the brain that can solve it. So you got to get to a different place.
We have to get to another place, and we have to be relaxed. I know there's been many times so you might have been upset, and you're just feeling tense, and you say to the person that you may be arguing with or upset with, just stop. Just give me a minute. I can't think. And that's true, because you are so upset. Your brain waves are moving at such a fast pace that it doesn't give you enough time or your body the condition to go in there and help you think. So you have to relax to think. You have to relax to pull that information out. When you're in the middle of a conversation, I'm at the age now where memory may seem to get a little bit difficult. Words won't come. I was in my early 50s, and I was talking to my husband, and I said to him, you know that thing out that we use it out in the backyard, the word wouldn't come. And I had to describe it. You know that thing called the three-tine fork? And he said, pitchfork? I said, yes. Why wouldn't that word come? And a lot of people, that is like the beginning symptoms of memory loss. I didn't know it at the time, but I started, you know, becoming nervous. One time I couldn't even remember the word lettuce. It was like, it wouldn't come. And it frightened me, like I'm sure losing a word that you use on a regular basis frightened you. So I started doing things to help my memory come back. This is before I even started studying about health and nutrition and all of those things. I knew I had to do something to help me with my memory. And I didn't do things like sticky notes and notes and this kind of thing. I just basically worked on my mind and worked on training my mind how to remember. Now, science has come before. They said once we reached a certain age, we no longer grew new brain cells. They said if you lose the cells you have, you'll never get new ones. Well, that has changed. They now realize that I don't care how old you are, you can grow new brain cells. They know that people who have brain injuries and they are treated the right way and they take, you know, get the right food, they get exercises, mental exercise as well as physical exercise, your brain has the capability of rewiring itself, finding
new pathways. Let me interrupt you, Beverly. Right, you're talking about the neuroplasticity of the brain.
Yes, absolutely. I was getting ready to come to that title name.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I'm talking about neuroplasticity of the brain. And that's the words that they call it. Is neuroplasticity. It's just a big word that says, I can rewire my brain. I can create new neurons. I can create new pathways to memory. Not only that, but they're also knowing that if you are subject to diabetes of the body, they're now calling Alzheimer's diabetes type 3.
Wow.
So the idea being is that food and especially sugar and sweets and carbohydrates are creating this problem in your system. So let's talk a little bit about diabetes. Before they thought it was one thing, they are now knowing that it is insulin resistance. And it's the same thing with the brain. It is insulin resistance of the brain. And therefore, with insulin resistance, it doesn't use the sugar, which is converted to glucose in the body. It doesn't use the sugar properly. It can't use it. So your body has got all this sugar in it because of the insulin resistance. So now looking at the ways to resolve it, I mean, to me, once I was reading this, it was like, duh. There's a gentleman by the name of Jason Fung out of Canada. He's a nephrologist who is a kidney doctor. And he got tired of putting people on dialysis because he says, it's the diabetes. Isn't there a way to take care of this diabetes so I stop putting people in dialysis and having them go to the surgeon because their foot's cut off? And by the way, as a background, my dad died from diabetes, lost both his legs below the knee. He eventually lost his sight from it and developed heart disease. If I knew then what I knew now, I would have changed his diet completely and maybe have given him a few more years of life. But the idea is all of this affects your memory. your food, this being diabetic, having these things happen are symptoms, not the cause. And they've been looking at this thing called amyloid plaque that goes on the brain. It's a symptom. It's not the cause. And so here's some things that you can do to help your memory and help your health and help you. And there are doctors out there now, I'm going to be interviewing one next week, that reverses Alzheimer's. Yes, Alzheimer's can be reversed as long as it doesn't get to the stage where they're in diapers and they know nothing and they can't feed themselves. It's a little bit beyond help. But before that, it is reversible. So change your diet, get rid of the carbs, as you know, go on a low carb diet. I know that a lot of people say, oh, you can eat a lot of carbs. Well, I changed my diet. Low carb diet, high fat, and not corn oils and canola oils, but coconut oil and lard and butter and all those things they told us not to eat. And the other thing I do is a thing called intermittent fasting. So every day I fast for 16 hours. I got, you know, sometimes it's 12 based on appointments and lunch meetings and that kind of stuff, but 16 to 20 hours I fast and I'll eat 1 to 2 meals a day. That helps you, helps your body, helps your heart. My A1C, for those of you who are diabetic, know what the A1C is. It's an indication of being diabetic. I reduced it. I was pre-diabetic. I reduced it from 5.7 to 5.3 just by changing my diet and not going on that medicine that the doctor wanted to put me on. There is a lot of evidence now that your food is your medicine. What you eat is who you are. So,
let me interrupt you, Beverly. So let's make a disclaimer that you're not a doctor and you're not giving medical advice. But that you're sharing your experience.
My experience of what I've done and people around me who have changed and doctors that I've talked to and interviewed that are doing this on a regular basis. So, yeah, this is I don't diagnose or fix anything. I just tell you what I've learned and how I've done it. And if you choose, then you do your research.
Correct. And some people may be saying, well, how is this going to help me live my best life? What Beverly is saying so eloquently is that we are a human organism. You can't just fix one thing. You know, I want to be better at my work, so I'm going to get there earlier. But the earlier, why were you late? Because you're tired at home. Because are you eating? Are you moving? Are you feeding your mind things? That's what Beverly is talking about, and that's what I'm talking about. We got to get the whole organism involved, not just looking at the symptoms, but getting to the core problem.
It's mind, body, spirit. It's all of you. It's the whole piece of you. So if you're not healthy, or if you're and you're feeling, I mean, all of this, it's like what I want to say. Information overload for me, because I just start reading and reading and reading and get more information, and they're all coming down to your food. Now, there's different schools of thought. There's veganism, vegetarian, you know, there's even one called carnivore, becoming like eating nothing but meat. Or for me, I do the ketogenic diet, which is high fat, low carbs, very little protein. I kept saying, all of these seem to work. All of these seem to work. What is the difference in all of this with your food? And it's sugar. Every last one of them reduces the amount of sugar in your body. And that's why they all seem to work. And so when you look at it, just one woman I was talking to, she was my client, and she asked me something. I said, just stop drinking all those Cokes. She said, but I'm drinking Diet Coke. I said, it doesn't matter. Stop drinking Coke, and I canceled that. Stop drinking diet sodas, not just Coke, right, but diet sodas or regular sodas. Sodas are filled with sugar, and they're finding out that diet sodas, diet drinks actually translate your body to ask for even more because they think they're getting sugar, and so they're preparing your body for sugar because of the sweetness in your mouth, and therefore you want to eat more. I mean, it was like really weird, but we think diet drinks are good for us, you know, but in reality, it just makes your body crave sweets even more. So water.
Beverly,
we
are running out of time, so I want you again to tell people how they can contact you. Give yourself a little plug, and then I want to end the program talking about my guest coming up next week.
Okay. So it is commandingyourlife.com, and you can call me directly or text me. I actually prefer that. 214-679-0286. And I will be glad to offer you a free 30-minute consultation. Just get in touch, and I'll tell you how to make that happen. Thank you so much, Villa, for having me on the show today. It was a pleasure, even though I just rambled on.
You didn't ramble on. You spoke about some very important things, and that's the whole point of this program is that I want people to get access to experts. You know, I've had access to you for like 3 or 4 years, and you have changed my life, and you have improved my life, and you have empowered my life. And so I'm wanting to share that light and love that you've given to me to other people. And to when I say those things, like, well, how do you know what you're talking about? Well, let me get an expert. I'm an expert myself, but let's bring an outside expert. Let's have someone else say those same things and looking at ourselves holistically. And I'm Beverly, I'm going to have you back in January because we're going to hit 2019 strong. And I was also thinking, Beverly, I need to have you on the show. So hold on. So next week my guest is going to be the amazing Anita Johnson, and she's going to talk about the thing that I am still in the process of healing, and that is my relationship with money. But she's going to get on your money, honey. Next week I have Char Smith, who is an intuitive coach. And then so she'll also bring an aspect of how can you holistically work with your life. And then I have my last guest for September is Andrea Landry Brown. And we're going to talk about mental health. What's going on in your mind? Everyone has mental health issues because you have mental health. So sometimes you feel depressed. Sometimes you feel happy. Sometimes you're feeling some kind of way and you don't know what it is. And so we're going to have her. One of the things, Beverly, I want to have you come back. Maybe I'll have you do a whole session about One Command and the Law of Attraction and your books manifesting the life you want. But the other thing is, and I talked with one of my other guests about one of the things we want to do, but we also have to be. And, you know, I've recently discovered the joy of cooking. I've got some lemons. I think I'm going to make some lemon meringue. I forgot to come to you. I want to know how to make sourdough. Talking about people about how to bring joy into your life, that being successful isn't just doing stuff. It's also a way of being. So how about you take this last 30 seconds to talk about one of the ways that you be that brings joy into your life and that enhances your life?
I be by being a camper. I love being out in nature and enjoying nature, and it allows me to do the meditation, which is that other piece of improving your memory, is doing that meditation in an area that makes you feel fantastic.
Well, Beverly, I am so thrilled. I'm so glad I stalked you on Blog Talk Radio years ago and that we're able to become friends. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to share you with my audience and get your message out to people who follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I want to close this program by wishing you all a great week. I will see you next week. Again, look up Beverly Fells Jones. That's how I found her. Have a great day and namaste.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.